With KZU News, I'm Doug McKnight. For the last 10 years, something strange has been happening in Monterey Bay. Juvenile white sharks, whose range historically didn't reach Northern California, have been spotted in droves in places like Aptos and Marina. KZU's Elena Neal-Sachs reports on how these new predators are changing the Monterey Bay ecosystem.
On a slightly cloudy day in late July, Dylan Moran walks onto Marina State Beach. He's flying a drone and looking for sharks.
I'm usually about 100 yards outside of the surf line when it gets to the more open water that the animals can swim in, and that's where we typically see them.
Moran is a lab technician in the Ocean Predator Ecology Lab at Cal State Monterey Bay. For the last 2 years, he's surveyed Marina and Aptos by drone to keep tabs on the number of juvenile white sharks in the area.
In the spring, about March, April, is when we start looking for them because that's when the water gets warm enough for them to exist up here. And what we believe they're looking for is going to be these micro habitats that are going to be warm pockets of water. And we think they're targeting those for the fact that the surrounding bay is too cold for them, and they want to find areas that are thermally suitable.
Moran says he almost always sees sharks during his drone surveys, but on the day I tag along, we aren't so lucky.
And yeah, I'm thinking today there's not any sharks out. My prediction is the water's also a little bit cooler, which tends to drive the sharks away.
But that bucks the overall trend. Oceans are warming, including in Monterey Bay, and that's why there are so many juvenile white sharks here these days.
Prior to about 10 years ago, the juvenile white sharks were really not found in this area.
Salvador Jorgensen leads the Ocean Predator Ecology Lab. He's been studying the juvenile shark phenomenon in Monterey Bay for the past decade.
The nursery area for white sharks really has been in Southern California and Northern Baja. But this all changed in 2014 when we really began to experience a lot of warming in the ocean.
Since then, many species, including white sharks, have been leaving their traditional ranges and pushing toward the poles to find temperatures they're used to.
If you bring in a whole bunch of new predators to an area, you're likely to see some changes in the ecosystem that maybe you didn't expect.
One consequence is that species that haven't interacted much historically are coming into contact more frequently.
The southern sea otter is listed on the endangered species list, and their population has been slowly recovering.
But their recovery has been stalled, and Jorgensen says that's due to one key factor.
What's stalling the population from growing is shark bites.
Otters, unfortunately, it's rare for them to survive these events.
Mike Harris is an environmental scientist at the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. He's researched otters for over 30 years. He says until the early 2000s, shark bites were a relatively rare cause of death for southern sea otters. Today, of the otters who die from some sort of injury, over half are bitten by sharks. The consensus among otter and shark folks alike is that it's a case of mistaken identity.
All of these interactions, whether it's juvenile, sub-adult, or adult white shark that are biting otters, it's an investigative bite. We have zero evidence of consumption of any case we've ever recovered.
In other words, these sharks don't even want to bite otters. Basically, they think the otters are blubbery seals, then take one bite and are met with a mouthful of fur and swim off. Jorgensen thinks young juvenile sharks could be responsible for many of these bites, since they're at an age where their prey is changing from animals like fishes and rays to marine mammals.
During that transition, they're a little bit naive to what their prey should look like. And so every year you have a new crop of maturing sharks, and it's possible that these are the ones that are making the mistakes over and over.
For endangered sea otters, the mistakes are costly. So I was surprised when Harris said,
"There's nothing we're going to do about it."
Because sharks are here to stay. So if we want to save sea otters,
let's focus our efforts on those sources of mortality that we know we can have some impact on.
Back in Marina, Dylan Moran thinks his season for spotting juvenile white sharks is almost over.
This is the part of the season where our shark spottings go down because that warm water pocket tends to spread out through the entire bay.
But as long as the oceans keep warming, we can expect to see more juvenile white sharks in the years to come. Elena Neal-Sachs, KAZU News.